This is the Financial Compass with Matthew Brunner from Comprehensive Planning Associates. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Matthew provides his clients and prospects with the information that they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Matthew Brunner to help you find your financial direction.
Hello and welcome to the Financial Compass. My name is Matthew Brunner from Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, also known as Compass. See, you put financial in front of the name of the company. What do you get? If you'd like more information about what you hear during today's show, give us a call, 800-339-9252. Or you can visit us online at compass-ltd.com. While you're at the website, scroll on down to the radio section of the page. You can check out past shows, subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, even Amazon Music. Now, there's been some, I got to say this, we're going to talk a little bit about how recession-proof and et cetera your financial life is today. But a big part of this and some of the research for the show is some talks about tariffs. Now, in the last 24 hours, we've gotten some new news on tariffs, but with the absolute glowing uncertainty of our current administration's tariff policy, I think it helps to keep these in mind nonetheless. And they continue to dominate the financial news as countries reciprocate, experts seek to determine what comes next. Now, gratefully, Or thankfully, China and the U.S. have decelerated some of their tariff talks in the last 24 hours. But listen, the uncertainty continues to roil the market. The market's pretty happy today, but who knows what tomorrow's going to bring? I guess we never do. I like to think the sun's always going to rise. But concerns about tariffs lead to worry about rising inflation and a potential recession. Now, a recession is always somewhere in the future. We just don't know when. And then if history is any guide, things will gear back up like they always have. But when you're retired or nearly there, inflation and recession are probably two of the last words you want to hear. Right. So during today's show, we're going to consider some potential steps you may want to take to buttress your assets against a potential recession. Maybe even use a flying buttress like we're doing Gothic architecture to really support that thing. But before we break down our current financial chaos, I'd like to introduce my co-host, who is the antidote to chaos. Someone who is so steadfast during market volatility. When he was younger, one of his nicknames was recession proof. And That's Tony Shore. Tony, how you doing today?
Wrong.
No.
Speaking of censorship, I need to put this show on a delay. I mean, that one sentence you talk about, you said buttress and assets. I thought we're going to have to bleep this thing. I'm kidding.
Sophomore humor. I love it.
Yep. Yep. Chew on that one for a while, compliance. I'm kidding. Well, you know me. I have nerves of steel because I have a financial strategy, and I happen to know a guy, Matt Brunner. If you work with a fiduciary, a financial services professional, you stay the course no matter what's happening to the market. You make adjustments as needed, but I think that, everybody's concerned once they hit retirement or if they're close, hey, I got to make my money last. Is it going to last? What's happening with the market? And, you know, I think the proof is in the pudding. This year, you know, it went down quite a bit earlier in the year, but now it's recovered as of today, the recording of the show. The CNBC headline was the S&P 500 has regained all losses. Mm-hmm. That it's experienced in 2025, and yeah, the inflation numbers came out and it was lower than expected. So all this happened in the last couple of days. So the key is don't panic. For all those that panicked when the tariff talks came out and the market started to, dipping or started to tank, it didn't tank, but it started to, people got concerned, throw around the R word, but if they just stayed the course, right, or listened to you, Matt, you're not going to get out at the wrong time. Don't sell low. So I think it's good, but it is a timely topic. And even though the markets are up, there's still, you know, the talking heads out there that'll say, you know, we've got to hedge against inflation. You've got to plan for it. And it's smart to make part of your plan resilient to market volatility, especially as you get closer in retirement, right?
Agreed. No matter what David Byrne says.
Oh, David Byrne, same as it ever was. What did he say?
You said the talking heads were.
Oh, the talking
heads. I'm sorry. Did I take that wrong?
Tina Weymouth, Jerry Harrison, David Byrne, the whole gang.
They're always so financial.
I love how you brought music back into it. Yeah. With the talking heads.
Listen, there's a USA Today story. Take it for what it is. And it is the U.S. going into recession? Now, that part, let's just throw away the intro to the title.
Yeah.
And the next part, 10 tips for navigating a choppy economy.
Yeah.
And some of these, I think we can pull a nugget or two out of here.
Yeah.
So their first recommendation, pay off or pay down your credit cards and other sources of high interest debt. I mean, I don't want to sound like a broken record here, or maybe they sound like a broken record to what we're always telling people, but it's just a move that makes sense. No debate, no footnotes, no further discussion. If you're carrying credit card debt, knocking that balance down is one of the smartest moves you can make. Yeah. Instant return on your money. You save on interest. Pretty much probably you're going to sleep better at night, and you take back control of your cash flow. And it's not theory, right? So there's a bank rate survey showed 47% of cardholders are still carrying a balance. That's nearly half of cardholders. Once that balance starts to grow, it becomes harder to kill off. It's like a hydra, right? In fact, 71% of folks with debt said they hope to pay it off, not soon, but within 5 years. So it can tell you, you know, that's draining your finances every single month for at least 60 months if you're going that five-year route. Now, I'm not trying to say that to guilt anyone. I don't mind if I do, but I say it to light a fire because this is one of those rare opportunities where taking action today can deliver financial peace of mind tomorrow. And if that's not a solid investment, like, you know, Tony Shore is, I don't know what it is.
Oh, I don't know about that. I've never been referred to before as an investment, but
a solid investment.
A solid investment. All right. No,
there's an investment in time and energy with you, but I'm talking about the other side.
Yeah. Yes. Time and energy. Yep. I can deplete both of those for you. No problem, Matt.
I can guarantee you a negative return
on both of those things. There can be a palpable sense of relief when you get out from under a big source of debt, especially, like you said, credit card debt. Anywhere from 22 to 30% interest you're going to be paying on credit cards. No matter what the special offer was, you got to read the fine print. Yeah. You're going to eventually end up paying a lot on those credit cards. So keep those paid off or get them paid down.
And sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm just going to make a bad joke about how people used to lend money and, you know, maybe you got your arm broken or something, but it's kind of might be better than having your credit ruined.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it is crazy. You know,
it seems like it's the same rates for a less of a penalty in the end. Anyway.
Exactly. agreed.
So be careful about that credit card debt. Now,
yeah.
One of the other things, I'm going to stand by this, paying down that credit card debt, but how about making purchases on things that may get marked up, you know, in inflationary times or are going to cost more? You know, sometimes it seems like, you know, obviously paying down debts, I think a great move. But sometimes the math shifts. Some of the other tariffs haven't been adjusted. So prices are going to, you know, creep. Some might jump a little bit. I'm not talking about, you know, this isn't about impulse shopping. It's about strategic timing. If you know you're going to need certain items soon, maybe it's time, you know, maybe it's clothes for your kids. You know, maybe instead of waiting till the end of summer to get your school clothes, if there's still a decent prices on the stores around, you get those now. Maybe it's stuff for the kids' birthday party. Maybe it's a vehicle. Those haven't gone crazy. Prices are up a little bit. It's a good time to buy a Tesla.
You can get a great deal, I think, on a Tesla.
I have a friend who just got a Tesla because he apolitical. And he's like, I've wanted an electric vehicle for so long, and this is actually cost less this year than they did last. He bought it used, but he got a great deal on it. You know, but you might see like $24 toddler sets from Cambodia going up to $36, or maybe your jeans are made in Egypt and they go from $40 to $44, you know. They don't seem huge, but just it's an inflation measure of itself, just a 10% immediate price bump on things. And, you know, don't make any mistakes. It's the retailer that ends up paying those prices in the end. The retail shopper. So look at what those things are and look at other things. Like a lot of people go to BJ's or to Costco or to Sam's Clubs, right? And they go to these big stores and they get some of the stuff, but how about instead of buying the biggest TV that came out this year, use it for smarter things like getting in bulk your toothpaste and your toilet paper and those things that cost a lot when you buy them one or two rolls at a time. And you can save an awful lot of money and not have to worry about, you know, like, remember what it was like to get toilet paper 5 years ago, Tony?
It was a little tricky.
Yeah. So, you know, having a little extra of things that you can actually save money on when you buy them in bulk. I'm not talking about don't get 25 pounds of mixed nuts just because, you know, it's a decent price on them that week.
Yeah.
I'm saying get the smart stuff that you're going to get at the right prices when you
can. I think that's smart. And obviously, you can go crazy with certain things that you don't use that much of. You know, nobody needs that much of some of the supplies. I always laugh when I go through Sam's or Costco or whatever the big box stores are, the bulk shopping areas. What did I see out there? There's one out there that we don't have here. There's
BJ's.
BJ's. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, and you buy, I want pretzels. Here is 5 pounds of pretzels. Yes. Well, I'm not going to eat 5 pounds. If I ate 5 pounds of pretzels before they went bad and got stale, that would not be a good thing.
Now I need 75 gallons of water.
You're right.
How about this one? Big purchases. Since we're talking about 5 pounds of pretzels, let's get even bigger here. You know, when the economy starts to wobble, retailers don't sit still. They pull out all the stops. They don't want you to stop buying their stuff. So they start looking, you know, designing things to look like sales and you know, promotional, limited time only deals. Mm-hmm. They're designed to get you to spend now, not later. They're designed to create cognitive dissonance in your brain to make you lean towards resolving that by having their stuff. And some of the offers might actually be worth considering. But here's the thing. Just because something's on sale doesn't mean it's in your best interest. That's bad math, right? Like, oh, I saved myself $4,000 by buying this $20,000 thing. Or did you spend $20,000, right? So get your math right. And that's why, you know, a lot, you'll talk to a lot of advisors, or it's almost like if you had kids who played sports. As a coach, we always had a 24-hour rule. We don't talk about this today. If a parent's upset about something, talk to me tomorrow. It's the cooling off clause. Give yourself, in that case, it's a day. Yep. But on a big purchase, give it a week, maybe 10 days. If you still want it, really want it, let's figure out the best way to go about buying it. Even better, talk to the people who's not afraid to call your bluff. That friend that always, you know, second guesses, that good friend that, you know, just loyally calls you out on stuff.
Yeah.
Or maybe, or your advisor, someone who's going to say, do you really need a $1,200 espresso machine? You don't even drink coffee at home.
Yeah, right.
And you never even invite anybody over your house. Like, why do you, you know, so big purchases are like big emotions. They're best handled with a little bit of space, a lot of clarity, and at worst case, one bourbon.
Yeah, that's right.
Only one.
Only one. Well, 3 to 5 day cooling off period. A buddy of mine had a cooling off period like that when he was in high, even when he was a senior in high school. I think it was anything over $100 or $200. Mm. He'd wait 5 days. Well, then as an adult, his neighbor, let's call this guy Matt, had an awesome side by side. Right. He rode it or saw it and he thought, I want one of those. He went and looked at one. Just fell in love with it. But he said, I have a rule, anything over $1,000 or $2,000, whatever it was, a 5 day waiting period. And then after 5 days, he says, oh yeah, I don't need it. I'm not going to use that. You know, his neighbor Matt uses it all the time because he has trails in the property stuff like that. Has the land. But this guy just wanted it to have one because his neighbor had one, right?
Yeah, there's that. We did a whole show almost, I think. You know, well, we probably could cobble together 20 shows about our keeping up with the Joneses, how you got to get away from that mentality. It doesn't help. It doesn't help. Listen, it helps somebody, but it's generally not you.
Yeah, it helps the sales guy.
Yeah,
at the dealership when he sells you $17,000, $18,000 side by side.
Yeah, why do you think those car companies went to the 24-hour test drive?
Exactly,
because you have that car for a day, and if you were going on that 24-hour thing, oh boy! But now you're just. It feels so good. And then you get back in your old clunker after driving a nice new car for a full day. It creates cognitive dissonance.
Yep, it does.
So
you think, I got to have this. This is great. Let's
be more comfortable with what you have and set your sights on things. Know when you can afford them and when you're going to get them on those big purchases and don't do them on impulse.
Right. Don't do them on impulse. Those are words to live by, prices are a concern. Like you said, maybe some things are cheaper now before tariffs, but already they've come down. So I think regarding the tariffs, I just wanted to point out that because it's an unknown, right? I think things have been moving back and forth. I don't know if I could plan a purchase around tariffs, right?
Probably not. I mean, I don't think there's a great idea of doing that. So we don't know. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put all these tariffs on somebody. 24 hours later, we're going to pause these ones for 90 days, but we're going to amp up these by 10 times or 10x these. And I looked at a chart at the Chinese tariffs today, and we're right back to where we began, and they're actually working together. Now, again,
I think it's great though that we're working together.
Yeah. So I don't know what to call this. It's weird because if you say it in too, like, you know, if you're too happy about it, then people get mad at you for liking somebody. If you're too against it, they'll hate you for not supporting. Listen, I don't wish ill on any president of our country. I want them all to succeed for the people. Right. Yeah. So that's my ultimate goal of our elected officials, is that they do the job in the best interest of all the citizens of the country. And listen, if a little saber rattling, whether it's financial saber rattling or something else, gets people to the table to finally talk, because, boy, we get our news, but we don't know what it's like there all the time. And you read enough news, you're like, oh, it's not doing great for their economy either. So getting the important thing is there's people at the table. I would not base my decisions around potential tariff actions or anything else. It's just like anything else. I can't guess what's going to happen to Social Security in 15 years. I know what the laws are now. I don't know what taxation is going to look like in 8 years. I know what it is now and for the next few years. And so we build our plans around what we know. We can make some assumptions about different things and tweak the plan for what ifs, but we make our best decisions with what we know. And having somebody in your corner that can help you build that plan to take that uncertainty out of the now and the future, and then let's play with it a little bit, right? Sure. But know what you're going to do, know what you want, know what you need. First, know what you need, then what you want, and then what your big, you know, what we call BHAGs, your big, hairy, audacious goals, right? So know what those three things are, create the plans for those things, and then adjust as necessary as things change in your life, in the world, wherever it may change. But you don't change it unless those other things change, because you have a plan to get there. And if tariffs freak you out, I get it. If a recession freaks you out, I get it. Tariffs have always been around for different things. And recessions have always happened, and then the world moves on again. So knowing how you'll get through them, and if you're in your working years, you kind of, what's your biggest recession worry? Is this one going to take my job? Well, be trained, be smart, continue to educate yourself, be a commodity for your, make yourself recession proof in your company and or your job. Make your company recession proof if you own it. If you are going, if you're retiring, close to retirement or newly retired and there's a recession, you're wondering, is my money going to make it? Well, make sure you have some of the guaranteed income, as much of the guaranteed income as you're possibly going to need ready. And then the rest of your investments and savings in a place that should be tested out to be able to handle whatever the highest rates of those ups and downs are going to be and get you through about 30 years of a retirement. And if those things are in place, you can worry with other people, but you don't have to lose sleep over it.
There you go. Yeah, I think that's fantastic, Matt. And so you want to make sure that you're ready to deal with economic ups and downs, market ups and downs. And that's what we've been talking about.
Yeah, and life's ups and downs. Those are going to happen too.
Yeah.
And they're going to affect your plan.
A lot of things can affect your plan. What's something else that you recommend that your clients do or have in place to make sure they're able to deal with these things?
Well, let me touch on this one, because if I don't, I will kick myself. Emergency funds.
Yeah, it comes up a lot.
Let's talk about this one. And like, I don't know if we'll have to go past this one.
No.
An emergency fund. And this is not the one that like, oh, my refrigerator died. That's your maintenance fund. Okay. That's your appliance. However you put it on the line, that's not the part of your emergency fund. Your emergency fund is the cash you keep on hand if you need to draw on your investments for income that you use when your income is down a certain percentage, where it will affect the overall longevity of your financial success. Okay, so if the market's going to take a hit of over a certain amount of money, over a certain amount of percentage down, that some people say, how the heck can I get 6 to 12 months of expenses down? Well, that's what you should have during your working years. I like to see 12 to 24 months in the beginning of your retirement in cash or cash alternatives. Because
that way, if the market has a huge bear market, is that what you're saying? So if the market drops 40%, you don't have to keep taking money out while it's down, which would deplete it so much that you might not have enough to last through retirement. Is that what you call an emergency fund?
That's my emergency fund. If you're in your working years and you lose your job and you just, for whatever reason, there's just nothing's presenting itself, no matter how hard you're hitting the pavement and putting yourself out there, you have to cross a slightly bigger desert than you had originally planned on. I like to think that, you know, if my business closed, I always know, like, I want to go work at the hardware store when I retire, right?
I do that.
I might start there tomorrow if my business had to close tonight or something took it away, right? Like some weird movie plot took my business away. I would go, you know, probably to the hardware store tomorrow. And then I'd start looking for something else. I wouldn't just sit at home trying to get a new job someday. I'd still want to do something. In that process, some people stick to their guns or wherever they're at. They're waiting to get back into their career and their profession, and it takes a little longer. That's where really you want that 6 to 12 months in the beginning. And that's for that situation during your working years.
Yeah, if you get laid off.
It's not for your refrigerator or your car. Those are other lines on your spending and savings plans. Okay. I want to make sure some people consider the emergency fund, oh, the fridge went out.
I think a lot of people do. Yeah. The furnace went out, or I need a car repair. That's my emergency fund. But really your emergency fund you're talking about is there for income.
Yes. Listen, your refrigerator dying, that's not an emergency. That's something we know is going to
happen. Right. We know you're going to need car repairs. There hasn't been a car made that hasn't needed repairs.
Yes.
If you find one, this is for our listeners out there now, you give old Uncle Tony a call and let me know what car that is.
So, those things that have big ticket items associated with them, those aren't emergencies. Those are, it happened this month instead of 7 months from now. Mm. I need new, you're going to need new tires when you buy your last set.
Yeah.
You know you're going to need another oil change. You know you're going to need transmission fluid. You know you're going to have to fix your furnace. You know you're going to have to replace a refrigerator. Those are things you're budgeting for in a different account. Your emergency account is for if you lose a job or you face a recession during your retirement. It's an income replacement.
Which nobody has any way of knowing.
It sits there for a while. Hey, if you don't face one early on in your retirement, you're probably going to be able to your glide path and your burn rate is probably going to be just fine. Right. Mm-hmm. But if you face it early and you have that cash or cash equivalent in your thing, looking at the average bear market peak to trough is around 15 months. That should negate the down effects of the market at that time. And you don't have to dump everything, the cash as the market is tumbling, and then buy in too late on the other side. You get to stay the course, recover like the market just did in the last month and a half, right? Recovered back to where it was. And don't get me, how many people do you think sold off a ton of stuff, especially everybody who's glued to a bunch of, let's call it, you know, let's use the talking heads example, on Reddit and Instagram and Twitter and whatever, wherever they're following these people that make it seem like they're giving life advice to you particularly, but they're giving bad advice to tons of people all at once.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the not too distant past sold out of all their positions and they're buying back in today. Or they're going to buy back in when the thing is, you know, even higher than it is today.
Yeah.
They're not going to wait till it's lower than it was when they sold it the first time, or they're going to stay on the sideline forever and never get back in and just watch their money collect dust instead of interest. So not a great way to achieve financial success.
No, it's the opposite of that. So, Matt, before we go, great show today. I thought we had a fantastic conversation, one of the best, and a lot of great nuggets of advice, strategy, and information in today's show. But if our listeners out there have questions or want to get that plan in place to deal with market volatility or an up and down economy, how can they do that? Get a second opinion on where they're at or get an initial plan in place.
Give us a call. You can call 800-339-9252. Or if you're more of the I'd just rather do it online ilk, find us online at compass-ltd.com.
All right. Well, that does it for today's episode of The Financial Compass with our host, Matt Brunner.
Thank you for listening to The Financial Compass. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Matthew Brunner at Comprehensive Planning Associates. Call 800-339-9252 or visit their website at compass-ltd.com. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Insurance products and services, fee-based financial planning, and investment advisory services are offered by Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD. Compass, a registered investment advisor in the state of Connecticut. Securities are offered by Gretchen Brunner and Matthew Brunner through Gradient Securities, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 866-991-1539. Member FINRA, SIPC. Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, Compass, and Gradient Securities, LLC are not affiliated companies. Gradient Securities, LLC and Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, Compass are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Please refrain from posting reviews of your experience as this may be considered testimonials and are prohibited by the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. Like should not be considered a positive reflection of the investment advisory services offered by Gradient Securities, LLC, GS, and/or their investment advisor representatives.